shit. Glad me towards you. No, something's left, and we're all allowed to dream of the next. Oh, 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 next time we
the voice of the people.
100,000 watts of community radio in Central Arkansas. This is KABF 88.3 Little Rock, the voice of the people.
Feel the power. This is Wade Rathke, station manager of KABF. We're supporting the Rural Power Project and its campaign for democracy and diversity in the governance and practices of rural electric cooperatives. Many are frozen in the 50s, but it's time to heat them up. If you're interested in getting active in your cooperative and holding it accountable to all the people, not just some of the people, then contact me for more information at 501-372-6119.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When buying a new house, size and location have always been important. But Maria Vargas of the U.S. Department of Energy says home buyers are now increasingly interested in a home's energy efficiency. That's because how much a house has been weatherized or sealed against the elements can make a big difference in the monthly cost of owning and operating that home.
Many homes in this country aren't very well sealed. I mean, if you add up all the gaps around windows and doors and where pipes and wires come in and out of a house, it's the equivalent to leaving a window open all year long.
But there's currently no easy way for home buyers to get information about a home's energy efficiency. So the DOE has launched a new program to provide this data to prospective buyers. It may take several years, but Vargas says there are things buyers can do now.
As part of the inspection or as part of a purchase decision, you can ask someone to come in and audit the home and give you a sense of how energy efficient it is.
Reviewing energy bills from the previous owner can also be helpful, although personal choices, such as using energy-efficient appliances or turning down the AC, can make a difference in the monthly energy bill and perhaps make that dream home more affordable. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
And good morning. You are listening to the Arkansas Talks radio show here on KBF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people, where we invite you to know the truth and use it. I am your host, Pat Rogers Ward, and I'm joined in the studio by my co-host,
Deborah Robinson Allen.
And Deborah, where's Milton?
Where in the world is Milton?
Yes, where in the world is Milton?
He is really MIA today. Yeah, MIA, right, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely MIA today. But we want to remind our listeners that Arkansas Talks is the stimulus for change, and we are committed to empower leadership and the general public through information and knowledge. We talk about things you don't normally hear, and we direct you on how to know the truth and use it. As an overview of, first I guess I'll find out, Deborah, what have you been up to since last Wednesday?
Oh, since last Wednesday, I have been, of course, just inundated with news. And man, I sure do hate my pal Milton is not here. That means we can't get too much on politics, because you and I agree on one thing.
Yeah.
It's the year of the woman.
Egg-like. And it won't be the Donald.
It won't be the Donald. Mm-hmm. So with that, we don't have any spurring to do this morning, but staying up on politics, and now still working, the media projects and all of that.
Well, I'm so excited and proud of you. I've been looking at all of the Deborah interviews, posts you've been doing in preparing everybody for the premiere.
Yes.
The Deborah interview in Arkansas.
That's right. July 17th, Sunday, July 17th on KATV Channel 7, 4 p.m. And that will be every Sunday, 4 p.m. on Channel 7. After July 17th.
You know, I'd like to have some of your influence, because that kind of talk.
Well, hey, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, really? Well, let's thank God I don't look like what I've been through. How about that?
How about that? None of us do. Thank God.
Yeah, well, I had, the media is starting to work. I guess the party is starting to get a hint of how to really do what they've done against the president for the last 8 years. So I saw a headline this morning about the Donald.
Oh, wow. What was it?
It was bad. Apparently, there's a lawsuit being filed in federal court accusing him of rape for a 13-year-old.
You aren't telling, really.
Well, it was on the internet, so it must be true.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Well, not everything gets to the mainstream media, so we're going to have to, we're going to have to, vet that one. We'll have to.
Stimulus has changed, so I'd rather not talk about anything that's not really substantiated.
Well, we're going to find out, because I think that the bottom line is our country is at stake, and how we have to realize that not just the national people that we elect, but the statewide people down to our local communities, these are the people in office that determine how we live our lives. And so we have to be very careful on who we choose. And so it is very important that we engage in this election coming up in November.
Oh, yeah, we have to engage. And one thing I want to say, since last Wednesday, we've done some exciting things. We had our first live remote broadcast.
Yes, we did.
The Kinseys were back in town over the weekend for the reception and opening of the Juneteenth celebration at the Mosaic Templars. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mr. Kinsey and Khalil are amazing.
They are so amazing.
And you got a chance to see the collection?
Yes, I finally got a chance to see the collection. And if you have not been to see the collection at the Mosaic Templars, you need to get over there before July 2nd, I believe.
Yeah, it will be there through July 2nd. And, it is amazing, all of the different exhibits, all of the information that you get. It's really, really amazing for that. I want to, when we were talking about the importance of this election, I want to remind everybody that Longley Baptist Church is having a voter education summit this evening.
Okay.
Yes, they are having a voter education summit. I received some information from my good friend, Walter Washington, who is a member over there, and the Longley Baptist Church Men's Ministry in collaboration with Placid County Clerk's Office and the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture Public Policy presents a Voter Education Summit 2016, which is to be held on Wednesday, June 22nd, 6 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. During this summit, attendees will be enlightened on the importance of civic involvement on the local, county, and state levels with emphasis on elections, ballot issues, and each of those respective levels. In addition, we will conduct a voter registration and verification drive with the goal to verify one voter's status and to register those who are not currently registered to make sure everybody is ready for the upcoming election in November.
People don't realize there are a lot of, I mean, not only are we voting for president, but there are a lot of issues on your local ballot and statewide ballot. Did you know that there are three initiatives right now that are three petitions going around trying to get on the ballot to legalize marijuana in Arkansas?
And I don't understand why it has to be three separate petitions.
Because they all have kind of different things that they're wanting. Mm-hmm. And one in particular that I am very interested in, because we always consider that if they legalize marijuana, what's going to happen to all of the people, especially African Americans, who are sitting in jail and prison now for offenses that they've done concerning marijuana?
Right.
Well, one of the petitions, and only one of them, says to exonerate all of the people who are in prison in the state of Arkansas for marijuana only charges.
Oh,
and
really?
To get rid of their record. Now that is is very powerful.
Being widely talked about, and I wish
it's not
about it before.
Yeah, that's the but I'm not sure if he's going to make it. I know that one of the petitions has already made it to has gotten their signatures, and they will be on the ballot. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing. But it's also amazing how African Americans smoke marijuana for all of their lives. Mm-hmm. And then when Caucasians are ready to smoke marijuana, they make it legal.
Yep.
They are ready, and this is their issue. You don't even see any African Americans involved in the issue to legalize cannabis. Mm-hmm. It is the Caucasian community who says it is for, some of them want to do it for, you know, medicinal purposes, but some of them want to make it recreational. Mm-hmm. So we have to just take note and realize that if we, whatever we want, determine who we have in office and then come together to make it happen, and that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're considering wanting to get marijuana legalized, I say vote on the one that will let all of the people who have been sentenced for marijuana only free.
Well, between
it's
now,
only fair.
I don't know what the deadline is, but I'm going to research to find out which one that is so that we can support that one.
Yes.
You know, I have been a little bit bypassing all those petitions.
Yeah.
And of course the petition to restore term limits is still ongoing.
Yes. And we want to make sure that you stop by the Arkansas Talks headquarters on Martin Luther King so that you can sign that petition. That petition is very important. We're talking about who we have in office and how long they can stay there. 16 years is a long time.
And we really don't want to reward them for going behind the voters' backs and sneaking that issue back.
Just imagine what all else has been, you know, has been pulled through that we don't know about that they're taking advantage of. So when we know, we just need to do better.
Right. Well, we're having a really good time today, and I'm excited. We're going to have two guests today in the studio. And our first guest, I'm really excited to have Mr. Ron Watson in the studio. And Ron has done so many amazing things. However, one of the most important things, and, you know, just a little minor reference to the guy at the top of the ticket, presidential ticket, is talking about building a wall. I think that Ron's initiative is trying to build a wall between prison and school.
There's where the wall should be, right?
Yeah, that's where the wall should really be. And he's really taken on an initiative with HAD, too, and he's making sure that every chance he gets, every person he meets, whether it's on the street, wherever, he makes sure they know about HAD2. And HAD2 is a really exceptional nonprofit organization. And it says it's something that you had to. I was talking to him the other day, and I told him, well, you know, it's just like with Arkansas Talks. I had to speak up.
We had
out.
To, right.
Yeah, I had to speak up. So he
That's
had
good.
To,
I love that.
He had to do this organization. So, Ron, welcome to Arkansas Talks.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. good morning to both of you. Deborah, she's a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Pat, just thank you for investing in me. And I just want to say hello to the Arkansas public who's listening. This is a great thing. Continue to listen. Tell others around you about what they're doing. We have to have a voice in the community to always be effective. And so thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, I want to remind everyone that Arkansas Talks is the number one minority on radio and newspaper.
That's
in
right.
The state.
Number one. That's it.
We won't talk about we're the only one, but we are.
Well,
the
hey, it, you know, it is almost more just as significant, if not more, to be the only. That means that you plowed through and we made it.
Yes, yes. So
it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. Making sure we know that the revolution will not be televised. So, Ron, tell us a little bit about you, and then now tell me a little bit about Hat to your initiative, and then tell me a little bit about you.
I can just tell you it's been a journey. I feel very honored that I was chosen to do something of this magnitude. God blessed me with a message some years ago, and I've struggled what to do with it, but I was never able to connect it to something that didn't fit the purpose. And so after many, many years of in the trenches trying to figure it out, it was presented to me that my mission was to inspire kids to finish high school. Mm-hmm. I heard a statistic some years ago that changed my life. The statistic said 75% of the people in prison never finish high school.
Wow.
And when I heard that, it just it's changed my whole life. I just don't see things the same. And so what I do now, I spend my time investing in people. I think as an adult, someone who's sitting there listening right now, you can just think about how many people invested in you. And so once I think about that, it easily helps me pour what's in me into a child somewhere by just stopping a child, asking him how he's doing, what he's up to, is he in school, what's his focus, is there anything that I can do as a citizen to maybe mentor, help you get a little farther up the road. Mm-hmm. People, if you don't invest into the youth, you're going to die with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. And you would be surprised at how much that means to a kid. Just like with anybody else on the street, you don't know what they're going to. And just to have somebody reach out to them and show some interest, because they know the difference between interest and non-interest.
Correct.
And many of them are suffering out here, you know, kind of like on their own. You never know what they're going through. So, and people don't really know how much I mean this, but when I meet people and ask them if there's anything I can do to help them, I mean it. And when I tell them they can call me any hour on the clock, I mean that. I give them my phone number. Yeah, call me if you need to talk, whatever. You know, and I sincerely mean that, because I hope whenever, by any time I interact with somebody, the Spirit will move me to tell them whatever they need to hear. You know, mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, and the most important thing, when you're uneducated, you can't make educated decisions.
Right.
Wow, yeah.
And so we have to pour what the ground floor that I grew up with was, you had to have an education. I mean, we fought for the right to get educated. We fought for the right to vote. Mm-hmm. We can't lose sight of what got us here. Mm-hmm. And our youth have to be ready to carry what we've had further, not drop the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see, when you don't know and you feel a little bit less, the things that you don't know is frustrating. And when you're in a frustrated state, oftentimes you think people can see what you don't know. Mm-hmm. So it puts you on the defensive, and it causes you to act out in ways that, as best as you can determine, protect you, but it really don't. And so those are things. But you know, Arkansas Talks is a stimulus for change. We're working on doing that. And this morning we're talking about things you don't normally hear. And we're talking about Hat To and Mr. Ron Watson and what he's doing to help this. And I saw a Facebook post where you ran into two kids just the other day gave them the bracelet, talked to them, and they made the commitment they're going to finish school. And I know your organization is going to keep up with them, you know, whatever it needs. And so with that, anything that we can do to help you with that initiative, just let us know, you know.
Well, thank you very much. I've got some pretty big companies right now aligning themselves with me. I've got Walmart as a partner. I've got One Bank as a partner. I've got Alliance Rubber as a partner. I've got the City of Little Rock as a partner. I've got companies who have given me verbal commitments from Benny Key to Landers. People are very concerned about our neighborhoods. We're very concerned about the level of education. We're very concerned about the direction of our youth. And it's gonna take a community to do this. Mm-hmm. This is not a one corporation initiative. It takes a community to shape shape the direction for our youth. It can't be a few people doing it. A lot of people have organizations who are doing things, but we've never really had all the organizations aligned. Aligned, whereas when we run across a youth who needs help, his help may be different than another kid's help.
Yes.
And so my goal is real simple. I want every kid accounted for. I want you to finish the finish line, and that's to finish high school. When you finish high school, you have a 75% chance of not ever going to prison.
Yeah, and that's very important for
okay,
us.
Okay, that's very, very, very important. And people, we spend so much money on incarceration, we're not going to ever get the deficit down. We're spending $31,500 a year to house a kid in prison. And when you give him 15 years, he's worth a half a million to the taxpayers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we can't dispute the bill. And so if we invest in our kids, this organization I've set up, it's to partner with people. We're not trying to rebuild anything from scratch. I'm looking for mentorship. I'm looking for resources. I'm looking for people who are willing to put their soul on the line to help somebody else get farther up the road. We need to put out productive citizens in the state of Arkansas. It helps our workforce. We have a more qualified person coming to get the job. They're more business ready. I've been mentoring kids over at Little Rock Central High, going to their entrepreneurship class. And how I got there was I own a company called Sui Sauce. Sui Sauce is an all-purpose sauce that goes on everything. But I've put this sauce in every Walmart, Kroger, and Harps across the state of Arkansas. And I never thought I would be in a position like I'm in. But I'm in that position because I educated myself. I'm willing to work. I put forth my best effort at all times. I'm willing to connect, meet people, and stay open to the moment. One of the greatest things you can do is say hello to someone and start a relationship. There's a lot of black and white people work together. And until we get to that status where we look at the community as a whole and take race out of it. Let's get to putting out productive citizens. Educate your kids. Invest in your kids. If you won't do that, you have to look yourself in the face as a parent. And you can't be surprised about what your kid go out and do if you've not done that.
Right.
Well, my parents invested in me.
Well, you know, and it's very important, like I say, the frustration that goes along with it. But, you know, when you're at or below the poverty level, you're trying to do so many things to catch up. You know, you're trying to work two jobs. You're trying to go to school. You're trying to do all of those things. And in that process, the kids are neglected. It makes no difference how hard you try, but you can't work two jobs, go to school, have them in all kind of after school programs, monitor them. You just can't do it. And so kids are left to kind of do some things on their own, and they get a window of opportunity to connect with the parent. And at that time, they are not looking for the parent to be hollering at them. They don't want to know if you got your homework done. They just need a moment, you know, a moment of compassion. And oftentimes it falls by the wayside, you know. So I want to say that part of what I've been working with the last several years with Arkansas Talks is trying to build a network of leadership, somewhat of a leadership roundtable, but a network that supports each other. You know, it's like if, you know, a kid, you run across a kid that needs something that you don't have and don't have a resource, you should be able to reach out to someone that is less than 2 degrees separation from you that can answer that. And that's what I want Arkansas Talks to be. If I can't do it, I can call Deborah. If Deborah can't do it, Deborah can call you. But that degrees of separation for honest action, you know, that stimulus for change, it should not be a week away. It should not be 10 people away. And with technology today, you know, we can reach around the world in a second.
Correct. Yeah. Well, you know, and that's a great point you made. That's what we're about. We have to align the resources to the people who need the help. And that's what it's about. And, you know, I have a question, you know, to ask the public. And, you know, and if you agree with me, I need you to get behind what we're doing. Do you agree that if a kid finishes high school, he has the ability to help someone else finish high school?
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Right. We have to get back to peer to peer. When kids get caught in trouble, they're with their peers. We have to have kids helping kids finish high school. Kids have to be responsible for their actions that they take. Parents, many times, are doing everything they can to just keep a roof over your head, to keep the bills paid, and to just make sure you got food, you got the necessities, gas in the car, a car to get you where you gotta go. And kids have to value this. It's an honor to get to go and sit into a classroom and let people administer to you education for your life. That's not a privilege.
That's an honor.
That's an honor.
That's good.
And we've got to get back to that. What happened in 1957, they were fighting for education. And we can't spend our time in Arkansas fighting in court and neglecting the kids. And that's what's happened in this state.
Well, I definitely agree with you. And thank you for coming. It's so great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. You have I'm just excited about everything that you're doing. And it is about us coming together. I recently, and I'm about to offer her up, and I know she's going to say yes. I recently spoke with a young lady who dropped out of school in the ninth grade. She's from Little Rock. And I thought all of these years, she's almost 40 now, and I thought all of these years that she just didn't go to school. She was just a bad kid and just didn't go to school. But I recently had an opportunity to talk to her, and it was because her mother was going through some things that caused her to be homeless, that caused her to be on the street. She said, I tried to get enrolled in school, but because my mother couldn't enroll me, nobody could. We were living from house to house. I had nowhere to go, nothing to do. And so therefore, she did not get past the ninth grade. But today, she is the head of psychology at a major hospital in St. Louis. They hired her in that position. She has five children all along this way. She had five children, married, had five children, divorced. And literally now, she is at the top of her field. She is in the medical field, and now she's getting her master's in psychology, and they hired her before she got her master's.
Wow.
And so she is a testament to, even if you are at the place to where you are having a hard time and you really can't make it happen, and it's a little bit too late, but you're just at that age to where you need some help, she is the type of person who can speak to your now. This is where you are, because she's been there. She's been on the street. She's lived in the car in the ninth grade with two younger siblings. She's had to get the job at McDonald's to feed the family. And then she went on to go through school to get her GED and to get it done. So that's the kind of, if you've already passed that point of you've already dropped out, that's the kind of voice we need to hear. And she can mentor to people, and I want to share her with you for that program, for that. But yes, and we need to make sure that we are listening to the children now, because it is not always their fault. It is not because I'm a bad kid. Things at home may not be right. Mm-hmm. You know, they may not be able to finish.
You know, that is so critical what you just said. I mean, you know, there's a couple kids, we're in an incident over at Seven Hills High School, and within less than 20 minutes, their life has changed forever. And so it does not take long to derail your dreams. It does not take long to lose sight of your goals. And it's very difficult to get up. But the story Deborah just told is had to.
Yes.
There's a lot of people out there in that situation that just had to keep going and had to just keep focusing on their education and never lost sight of their dreams.
Yeah.
And there's too many kids incarcerated right now who lost sight of their dreams for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
For 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And it's changed forever. Mm-hmm. And they are finding themselves growing up in
prison.
And people, prison is not a rehabilitation center.
No, it's not.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, I want to thank Ron. We're going to come back right after a break with some closing remarks from you. But right now, we have to take a break. And after that, we're going to recognize our sponsors. And then we're going to do some final words from you, Ron. So I want to remind everybody that you're listening to the Arkansas Talks radio show on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people.
Feel the power. This is Wade Rathke, station manager of KBF. We're supporting the Rural Power Project and its campaign for democracy and diversity in the governance and practices of rural electric cooperatives. Many are frozen in the 50s, but it's time to heat them up. If you're interested in getting active in your cooperative and holding it accountable to all the people, not just some of the people, then contact me for more information at 501-372-6119.
Profile America, Wednesday, June 22nd. A musical instrument requiring much skill to play, but with few popular outlets for performing, is the spurned accordion. During June, fans of this neglected musical instrument have been celebrating National Accordion Awareness Month with the idea of increasing its popularity beyond polka bands. The earliest ancestors of the accordion are traced to China of some 5,000 years ago, while the modern instrument had its beginnings in Germany in the 1820s. Older Americans might recall that the accordion was featured for years, played by Lawrence Welk, on his long-running television show from 1955 to 1982. Accordions are part of the nearly $1.8 billion worth of musical instruments manufactured each year in the U.S. You can find more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
And we are back. This is the Arkansas Talks radio show here on KBF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people, where we invite you to know the truth and use it. I am your host, Pat Rogers Ward, and I'm joined in the studio by our host,
Deborah Robinson Allen.
And she is also our executive producer, and we are wondering, where is Milton?
Where in the world is Milton?
I'm starting to be concerned. You know, Milton was been playing around with that gallstone, so I don't know if...
Pat!
I don't
You
know.
Just always tell all of his business, don't you?
Well, that's not a funny matter. I've seen him in pain, so... But it's unusual not to hear from him, so I don't.
So we will follow up, and if you're around, if you're there with Milton, let us know that you're there with Milton. He's somewhere around the world.
Yeah, where in the world is Milton? So we're back, right in the middle of a really good conversation. But before we go into some final words from our in studio guest, Mr. Ron Watson with Had To, we're going to ask Deborah to remind everybody of who our sponsors are.
The people that make it possible, the Chamber Music Society of Little Rock, Chandler White Publishing, Deborah Interviews Radio and Television Show, J5 Therapy, Sarah June Lucky, the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services, Mrs. Annie Abrams, Rizelle Aaron, Arkansas Minority Health Commission, Arkansas Fair Housing, Dr. William Rutledge, Dr. George Gorman, the Bell Bondsman of New York, Central High Historic Site, Colonel Nate Todd, Arkansas MLK Commission, Red Colony Technologies, State Representative Charles Armstrong, Delicious Temptations Restaurant, Copeland's of New Orleans, Congressman French Hill, Attorney John Walker, The Legacy Project, Dr. Kenneth Jackson III, Attorney Jerry Malone, Jerky Spicy Chicken, and more, Butler Furniture, and the WOW Network.
Well, thank you, Ms. Deborah. And Ron, we want some final words for you. I'm really inspired with what you're doing. I don't really do as much cooking as I usually, but I'll have to go out and remind everybody, because we're about sustainability. And whatever I know that somebody is doing or try to do, it's part of my conversation. So I want to remind everybody, if you really want something exciting to your next dish, you need to get that soy sauce. How about that?
Thank you very much.
And with your last words, I know that you come from such a rich background. I know that people want it. We did not get into that, who you are, where you come from, what you've done, so that they can understand what is really behind this Had To project.
I'm a local guy. I grew up in a little bitty town called Cato. And so my grandparents and my parents, they taught me one valuable thing, and that was how to work. Mm-hmm. And so I learned how to work, and I learned how to get along with others. But I had four sisters I grew up with, and I was very protective of each one of them. And I have a brother, and my father was... He sang the gospel, Spiritual Harmonizers. I'm sure everybody's heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so come from a really rich background. But I love people of all race. Color doesn't mean anything to me. And one of the greatest things you can do is say hello to a person you don't know. I said hello to a lady, and I ended up working for the White House.
Wow.
I said hello to a guy, and I ended up going to six NBA championships, which was Scottie Pippen. You just never know what your journey in life can be unless you're open. Mm-hmm. If you're closed, you end up living your life in a 24-block radius, mm-hmm. and you think that's life, and mm-hmm. it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
I just encourage people to push your kids further than you went.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Invest in them. My mother invested in me and my father and my uncles and my aunts and my cousins and all my friends' fathers and moms invested in me, the deacons in the church, the mothers in the church. It takes that many people for one to turn out.
Yeah, it really does.
You know,
people use the rhetoric, you know, it takes a village, but if you understand what that truly means, it really does. Because when I was growing up, I grew up in a small town, Hensley.
Ah.
My grandmother was a school teacher, and she raised me. And I rebelled in high school because I ran across some teachers that were not in the guideline of what I grew up as far as respect and what have you. When I got to high school, found I had teachers that cursed. you know, talk all under your clothes, stuff like that. So that caused me to rebel against them. But it didn't keep my grandmother from whipping me when I got home for doing whatever I did. So I could do it, but I knew, you know, somebody was going to, you know, I knew I was going to get it. That's it. And it takes that. If
yes.
you remember that, you know, as many years as it is, I remember who it was in the neighborhood that I knew. I mean, no matter how much I felt like being with my friends and running my mouth and cursing or whatever I wanted to do, if I opened my mouth and looked up and saw an adult, the mouth closed.
Yeah, we've lost respect. Our young people have to understand, you know. I had a group of young kids I was talking to, and they told me, they said, "Mr. Ron, you old. You don't know what we're going through." And I said, "Well, hold on a second, young man." I said, "I appreciate the compliment, but I want to say this to you." I said, "In my era, they launched crack cocaine. In my era, they launched drive-by shooting. In my era, they launched rap music. They launched the computer. They launched video games." Tell me what's going on right now that I don't know about.
Right.
And the young man sit there like, wow. The greatest thing a young person can do is sit down with someone much older than them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yes. That's where you get it. I never ran around with kids my age. Mm-hmm. Those adults, they keep you out of pitfalls that you're going to run into. They'll tell you right up front, if you go through there, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not a game. So I want the public to hear this. Put your ear near the radio and hear this loud and clear. Help us help kids finish high school.
You had to.
When you see had to doing something, come out of your shell and invest in somebody. Get behind this program. We're going across the country. We're starting here in Arkansas, but we've got some really powerful people behind had to. It's ordained. God is with us. We're not going to stop. And we want to partner with you.
Well, I'm all in.
I'm all in. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that information
with us.
And we want to remind everybody that we have a second in-studio guest, and she is here to talk to us about her new book, and to let us know that she will be part of the Pyramid Books 28th anniversary celebration coming up this Friday night with the book signing and release of her new book, Down Home in Arkansas. Maria Hoskins is here with us. The book is fabulous. I have it in my hand right now. And what it does, it kind of, well, it's really dear to me because, of course, I grew up in Arkansas, and some of the pictures and the illustrations here remind me of where I grew up and some of the things I saw, you know, in growing up. So I want to, again, I know that Maria has been here before, but I want to, again, welcome her.
Thank you.
Welcome to Arkansas Talks.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to come back again. Yes, especially at this time as we're getting ready to launch this new book release on this Friday at 5:30. So we invite the entire KABF and Arkansas Talks audience to come out and join us.
Yes, at Pyramid Books, 5:30
on
Friday. So you don't have a whole lot you need to do. Come by 5:30 on Friday, Pyramid Books on the corner of Wright Avenue and Chester Street in Little Rock. Mm-hmm.
Down Home in Arkansas, a family reunion story. Why did you write this?
Oh, Deborah, I wrote that because, okay, so every other year we have a family reunion. And we always talk about family history when we have our family reunion. Mm-hmm. So as I started, you know, and it's so interesting.
Yeah.
My goodness, you know, when you start talking your family history and you want to memorialize and more and more. And you start learning what your genealogy is and where your people come from. And then when you have a family reunion, what happens? You always meet somebody because somebody comes that wasn't able to come before. You know, they or this other part of the family, you come and it's like, oh, okay, now I'm seeing how that makes sense, right? You can all you can see it all. So as I was thinking about that, and after I started writing these children's books, I thought, you know what? I want to write our story, but I want to add a space in there where we can start writing down and make it fun, make it a family activity. So when on our last family reunion, we had our cousin Leon, who is really into genealogy research. So he bought information, and he was just talking. And he was saying, okay, you know, we've got the will from, you know, the great-grandmother's father, and he left the will, and I found the will, and I know where the grave is. And you know, so I was like, okay, that's another home site. This was down in South Carolina. You're writing down a little scratch paper, you know, people are talking. Nobody, none of the family have a book yet. My mom is gathering all this information. So I thought, well, in the back of this down home in Arkansas family reunion story, there is a section that makes it fun and inclusive for the entire family, and even where children can get involved. It's just simple. You know, kids can sit there and they're like, oh, and make it a fun activity. They can start writing down these family history facts, including drawing out their family tree. And when I read to kids, they learn a new word, heirlooms, because I found that most of the kids didn't know what heirlooms was. So I started reading the schools. I did a couple of schools before school was out, and Gibbs Magnet was one. I said, y'all, what is a family heirloom or treasure? Well, they recognize treasure. It's like, oh, you know, something very important, something that was in the family that was passed down. So it generates an interest and an excitement in students that they can actually go in here and start asking their parents, do we have an heirloom in the family? What was our so that is kind of where the book went, Deborah. And you know, everybody loves to eat. That is actually a part of every family get together, right? So there's a place to add family recipes. So so you know, there's lots of little things to do that you, whether you're doing it as big family or two or three members, it doesn't matter. It's that you can start now documenting. In addition, at the end of the book, so there's three parts of the story, the family history facts, and then I had an opportunity to go down and sit with Rhonda Stewart over at the Butler Center. And we talked about how to get people engaged. What's the beginning that doesn't scare? You know, once you start opening some of these sites, you can kind of get a little, you know, intimidated and say, oh, you know, that's a lot to do. So she actually worked with me and gave me a few sites and some instructions on how a person can get started in learning their genealogy. So when they pick up this book, not only are they getting a nice children's story to read about that they can see themselves in, but they get the family history facts activity section. And at the end of the book, places where they can start their family genealogy research. So,
wow, and that is so important, especially in the African American community. We seem to just throw away things of value. We see, we know our great grandmother, that was her couch, but it's ugly. We don't want it anymore. We simply throw it out. We throw away things that really have significance and value. And this kind of this book helps me to say, hey, I want to look. What's in that garage? You know, what is it that mom left that we can cherish? That we can hold on to and treasure. So thank you for writing that.
And those are not just some old papers. You know, go through them and read them. You'll probably find some letters that date back to maybe announcing your birthday. But I would also want to remind everybody, when you gather as a family now, if you know you're having a family reunion, you should not have one without getting a copy of Down Home in Arkansas. But number two, when you're there and at every family reunion, practically, you wind up going through photos. When you go through those photos, that somebody has to say, Mama, Grandma, who is this? Write down who it is.
Yes.
Write down who it is, because I've got a exceptional family photo that I know that my grandmother told me on several occasions who it was on there. And I never wrote it down. It's not on there. But it is a very elegant picture of looked like a Sunday after church, mm-hmm. with everybody in their finery on the front porch. Mm. Have no idea who everybody, I think the baby in the picture was my grandmother, but I don't know. Yeah. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, let's not go another moment without writing down who's on those pictures and who did that ring belong to, or who did that quilt belong to, or who made that quilt, and start to preserve those things because they're very important.
Ms. Page, you're so right. And you know, my mom has been like the rock in our family, and now Cousin Leon is coming on. But she knows when the people want to know about the community, mm-hmm. she has pictures and pictures and pictures. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, Sister Gil, who was that and where was that? And she's just able to come up. Yeah. And mm-hmm. you're so important when you say you have to write that down, mm-hmm. because my mom is getting ready to be 80 years old.
You need to, so, do you have a, yeah. get a recorder, and you do not want, Berthenia Gil, I'm telling you, she has the history of this state. Don't let, you better get a recorder.
No. Yes, ma'am, you are so right. I'm going to videotape and say, just talk, and you know.
That's right.
And talk, because we do want to preserve our memories. And you said, not just our family, but our entire community.
Yeah.
And you know, and people, they know a lot. And it's a lot of times, like he said, you're sitting down talking to one of our senior members of our community. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, you learn so much. You know, it's just to listen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get on us, but it's okay.
And it's also fun to get someone else's perspective of what happened, because I know when I was a kid, like I said, my grandmother was a school teacher, and I came to live with my grandmother here from Chicago when I was maybe 3 or 4. But that's all I knew. You know, I just came here, you know, my mom and dad separated. And so I was talking to someone else in the community that went to school, and she said she remembered when my grandmother left to go to Chicago to pick up her grandkids, and who she left the school in charge of, because my grandmother taught at a one-room school at that time. And so when you hear someone else's perspective of what you were, well, I remember when you came back to Arkansas, you a little red-headed girl, and you, and so, but at least you know what somebody else saw as opposed to what you were experiencing, you know, because coming out of Chicago with my mom and my father, and coming down here in the country with no street lights and all of these flies flying around, and I hated bugs, and then they had mosquitoes, you know, those types of things can be traumatizing. But I was surrounded by a lot of loving people. But it's so important to engage family, and don't, you know, try to be such a good friend to your kids. You know, some of the things they are doing, it's not just a fad. Some of the things they're doing is just disrespectful, you know, and you just have to speak out on it. And engage them, you know, in the activities with the family, you know. And
because they're not going to want to do it. It's like, oh, I don't want, they're not interested in sitting down and writing the history. It is our generation that's going to have to say to them, we, you know, this is important, because when it's all over, they're going to see how important it was, and they're going to cherish those moments that you made them come and listen to the stories of aunt and, you know, and of uncle and of mom. They're going to cherish that. But we have to stand in and make them realize how important history is, and especially our family history.
Exactly. I attended a conference this summer. I think y'all know Tamla Tenpenny with preservation.
Yes.
And so while I was there, I gave a presentation to them, but they have a lot of students that are engaged in learning about cemetery preservation. What she did, and I applaud her for what she did, is that organization bought a book for every student that was engaged in their program. And the problem was, well, they gave them an assignment. It said, so over the summer, what we want you all to do is complete the activity section. This is your assignment. Mm-hmm. They were excited. They were all excited. It was like, oh, she said, just go to Ms. Hoskins and let her sign your book. They ran over there. They got in line. I signed their books, and they were looking at the book, and they were already talking.
Wow.
So, you know, once
you give
the
them
kids
the opportunity,
get it,
yeah.
They get the opportunity that I think they would enjoy, because remember, it's simplified. And I want to remind your listeners also to let them know that the illustrator is an awesome illustrator. His name is Wade Hampton from Moralton, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Again, each one of my books, all are Arkansas illustrators or artists. He has made it to town. He is coming from Las Vegas. Deb, you know about that,
yes,
right?
Yes, we were in Las Vegas together. Love him. I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, so he's here, and he's getting prepared and ready to be a part of this book release event on Friday night. And we're excited to have him. He's going to be displaying all of the illustrations. And my understanding is that one has already been purchased, and one is being put their name on. So
okay, so he's put them on canvas, large. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, the actual illustrations are framed and ready for sale.
Beautiful.
So they will be there, and they're really some beautiful, beautiful artwork. So if you're interested in original piece of art, signed, and a book that's signed by the artist and the illustrator, this is, you know, can only write so many. So we got one more book coming out, but come out and join us and get a chance to meet this awesome artist. Not only is he an artist in the way of paintings, but he is also Caribbean salsa a dance artist, and he performs quite regularly in Las Vegas. So, you know, it's a great opportunity. Y'all come out and join us. And then that Saturday, don't let me forget that, Saturday morning, I believe it's 10 or 10:30. You'll have to look at the Pyramid website. Mm-hmm. We're reading to the students. It's story time.
Yeah.
So we're doing the story time hour. And so just bring all your kids out, your Girl Scout troop, your Boy Scout troop, whatever you got going on, with kids in the community, youth programs, come out and let them join and just hear in the story.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody of the great job that Garver Hearns is doing.
Absolutely.
Over there with
great
Pyramid Books, you know, custom framing, you know, and I want to remind everybody, any book there is, you can get the book through Pyramid Books. You know, it doesn't have to be in a store, it doesn't have to be on her website. Just call over there and ask them, can you get that book that I saw, you know, where, what's that place they have barns and they kind of you don't have to do that. You know, we've got to support them because they've invested in our community. They're right there in the Dunbar Historic area, right there on the corner of Chester and Wright Avenue, and just go by there. You would be amazed at what you will see and what you will experience. So
yeah, she's got in addition to our book signing that night, there is just another, I think there are 10, there's a special guest list of some artists. And
yeah,
I
she's doing a marathon of
Arkansas so there. It's awesome. So you'll see a lot. It'll definitely be worth your time to come out and experience what's going on at the 20th anniversary events on Friday night.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody, I wasn't able to make it, but there was a historic event took place last Thursday night. Our one and only Ms. Annie Abrams was roasted and toasted by a...
You didn't make it?
I didn't make it. I know. I'm afraid.
Did she forgive you?
Probably not. I'm afraid to go near the house right about now, but I'm going to have to make that journey sooner or
later.
But it was really fantastic, and it was to benefit the reentry program for Compassion in Action. And so she had John Deering and... is it John Denry, Mr. Brummett, Rex Nelson, Sherman Tate, Tracy Hill.
Wow. She brought out the big dogs, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Big guns. And they had a really good time over there. And I want to remind everybody that we want you to go, if at all possible. If you can't go, send someone over to Longley Baptist Church this evening for their Voter Education Summit. And we have plenty of time between now and the deadline. So if you're not registered to vote, go register. If you know somebody that talks about the election, ask them if they're registered to vote. And if they're not, suggest that they get that done before the deadline so that they can vote in the upcoming election.
I just wanted to make sure that I thanked all of the listeners who actually do some of the things we ask them to do.
Yes, they do.
They do.
We've got some devoted people.
We do. I actually had a visitor at church on Sunday. Pamela came because she listens to us right here on the radio. She was so excited that she says she loves the show, mm-hmm. and she wanted to come to church, and she was blessed. So thank you, Pamela, for coming. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're Greater Nation International Church at 322 South State Street on the corner of State and 4th Street.
Nice plug. And I want to say that I am so pleased with everyone that listens to us, because Arkansas Talks is on a mission. Arkansas has been, you know, still, some of the people in Arkansas are still in the Underground Railroad, and, you know, we've got to come up out of slavery, we've got to free ourselves, and that is the mission of Arkansas Talks. So I'm just going to ask everybody to walk with me.
Walk with us.
You know, walk with us, and let us make a difference. Let us be the stimulus for change in your life. We will be calling on leadership to be more accountable. Want to remind you, if you haven't made it over there to Hope Credit Union in Southwest Little Rock, and I think they have location in Pine Bluff and in College Station, go on over there. For $50, you can open an account. $50. Actually, it's really $35, but you know, when you're at the importance of being referred by Arkansas Talks, it won't hurt you to add another $15 to it. Do a $50. But the most important thing you need to know is that they do have business accounts. So you can put your business account over there, and they will reinvest in our community. And that is so important. We are going to have Mr. Bill Bynum on the show. I talked with him over the Wednesday. Talk with him on Monday. And when he comes back to Little Rock, he will be meeting with us, will be on the show. We were going to try to host some business people to welcome him here. And that is what we're all about. We want to be 2 degrees separation from the solution you need regarding your concern. And I'm going to get my copy of Down Home in Arkansas.
Yay!
And send copies to my little nieces in Chicago. And I want to remind everybody that this is a special week coming up next week. Next Tuesday is a very important day. It's my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday. We have to remember that. We have to. It's going to be a party right here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have. Well, you know, I started partying last week. So I have to party for at least a month to celebrate all the things I've been through, and I'm glad and thankful. So this is the Arkansas Talks Radio Show on KBF 88.3, the voice of the people. We have completed an
hour.
Thank you so very much,
Maria.
And thank everybody, and we will see you next Wednesday.
100,000 watts of community radio in Central Arkansas. This is KABF 88.3 Little Rock, the voice of the people.
Once again, science marches on, trampling right over us in the false name of progress and efficiency. The latest advance of science is the cloning of animals. We can make every cow precisely like its progenitor, exult the lab techs working for corporate cloners. This eliminates uncertainty in meat production, for every cut can now be the exact same texture, taste, and composition. We have achieved the efficiency of the assembly line inside the animal itself. Yeah, well, what about that little oddity of...